Welcome back to golfersongolf.com, and this afternoon we're talking with David Paxton, the founder of dailygolfsteels.com. And if you're in the market for golf equipment and you're looking for a steal of a price, David may be the guy who can help you out in doing so. David, welcome to Golfers on Golf.
Thanks, Rory. Very much appreciate it.
Give us a little history. I know that you started exploring golf a little deeper when you took up the game a few years ago, and in some cases found certain things to be pretty pricey and decided that you'd try to create a way for golfers to get top-notch stuff, maybe at a better price than they might normally have to pay.
Yeah, exactly. So for context, I started playing golf about 3-4 years ago now, pre-pandemic. Very much sort of got some interest playing with my friends, started borrowing their clubs and said, okay, I actually want to buy some stuff and get into it myself. Very much went to, I think it was one of the big box stores, and I was like, wow, it's going to be an expensive few months to really get up the curve here. So very naturally started poking around on Craigslist, Facebook marketplaces, managed to grab myself a decent set from the 80s that was, I think it was $25 with balls, tees, a bag, and a driver and all sorts, and felt pretty good about that. Started, I think, as I got more and more into the game, started saying, hey, like, I should expand upon this, actually buy some new clubs, upgrade over time. So started scouring a lot of the big name websites, your Budget Golf, your Golf Galaxy, your Rock Bottom Golf, all of these guys trying to find some newer clubs in the 1980s but still at a good price. So a lot of time in their clearance section, let's say. So started finding some great deals. I think I got a cart for less than $100, a set of golf shoes brand new for like $30. And said, there's something here, like there's something interesting. And so started sending my deals out to friends and family. Got some interest and people saying you should start doing this properly. So basically, I guess it was just about a year ago now, started Daily Golf Deals. And the entire premise is sharing the best deals that I can find on a daily basis. So picking what are the top five, using bots to scrape pricing changes day over day, what really are the best five deals, being able to send them out to my user list, posting them on the website, on Twitter, which is where Rory and I connected. And really putting them out there to try and make the game cheaper, more accessible for people just really beginning.
Well, David, the one thing that I've learned over the years when it comes to golf is that golfers aren't afraid to make the investment, but they've got to invest in the ways that is best for them. And if you're going to go, say on a golf trip, maybe you don't have $2,000 or $3,000 to invest in clubs and then spend as much to go on a golf trip. You gotta save your money on one side of the ledger there. And if you can get some golf products, you can get some balls, you can get some clubs, and it leaves you some money left over to go to play some nicer courses. That's where you do it. Or you can really sink your money into the equipment side, the apparel side. But then maybe you have to stay away from the golf courses that are charging more than $100 to go out and play. So, you know, guys and gals will have to pick their spots on where they want to spend their money, whether it's golf equipment, golf apparel, golf supplies, golf travel. And, you know, if you can find some savings in one place, it gives you the opportunity to splurge a little bit in other areas. So I know that this is something you've been working on for a while. And tell us about the growth you've seen, because obviously golf has seen a lot of growth or a lot of comeback from players needing something to do as we've gone through the COVID pandemic.
Yeah, absolutely. So started, it was actually just about July 1st of last year, so coming up on a year now. A bit of a slow start. I think my first couple friends were the ones who were on my email list, so they were getting their emails daily, but not many others. Over the course of the last year, we've actually seen a ton of growth. I think over the last couple of months, we're probably averaging about 15,000 people visiting per month. Our newsletter grew from, as I said, probably about 10 of my friends back last July to almost 5,000 people getting my daily emails every day with the top five. And then Twitter and other social media, I think we grew from pretty much zero to 2,000 to 3,000 people following. So just a real testament to people coming back regularly, checking the deals out. I think sometimes myself, ideally at work, I always love to see that email come in and have a look at what we've got each day.
Well, I'm just looking at some of the specials that you have up on your site right now. And the good news is that there is there's some variety there. It's not just one brand of clubs or one brand of shoes. But, you know, I'm seeing things here from Callaway, Cobra, Odyssey, golf shoes with the Adidas, golf style, Adidas style polo shirts, and ping wedges as well. So you've got a nice listing and a nice variety. So I think one of the things that probably helps your website and is great for golfers that if they like a certain brand, there is a chance to find it at Daily Golf Steals.
Yeah. It's really what we're about. And I think the nice thing being independent, we don't hold any of the inventory ourselves, is we grab the best from Callaway pre-owned, from budget golf. So it's really what is the great deal of the day and not having to stick to one brand or anything like that. We really try to just what is the independent, the best thing that we can bring to our users on a day-to-day basis.
You know, sometimes you get on other websites where people can sell things, and it's one golf club here, one golf club there, and you have the opportunity that if somebody needs a full set of irons, full set of woods, or, you know, wants to find more than just one club to purchase at a time, they can find it through your website.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll let you guys in. We're actually working on, so right now our website is picking five deals on a daily basis that I find that are really just solid things to share with people. But we're starting to do an exciting pilot actually right now where we're letting people be more specific about what they want to see. So basically the concept here being is, Rory, if you said, hey, I want to have a Callaway driver, here's my specifications. What we're actually going to start doing is you put in your flex, your degrees, your loft, like whatever the case may be with that driver. And then you say, hey, I want to pay less than $200 for this condition. And then what we're starting to offer our users, and this is probably going to come out in a month or so, is actually the ability that we will scrape the websites and find anything that matches your search and then send that to you directly. So we're kind of trying to evolve to really give people what they want and continue to find the best deal that you need tomorrow or next month, as the case may be. So stay tuned on that update.
David, I know I'm looking at the website and I see golf clubs and I see apparel, but have you considered expanding the website in a way where perhaps you can either work with destination properties or some of the tour operators and tie your people into golf travel and perhaps finding better prices to play some of these more expensive golf courses that are connected, you know, to resorts and in places like that?
I haven't. It's a really, really cool, interesting idea. I think that myself love to go on that odd golf trip. And I think to where you started on the call, if you can save money on both sides of the equation, that could end up being two golf trips as opposed to one. It's not something I've explored, but I think it's a really interesting shout and an area that starts to build out scale is going to appeal to exactly that same audience of the cost-conscious golfer. But I know there's a fair few of us around.
Well, David, before I let you go today, again, maybe recap dailygolfsteals.com and the deals that you offer and how people can check it out and perhaps find what's been missing from their golf bag or perhaps finding a golf bag that they might want themselves.
Exactly. Yep. Daily Golf Steals. Check it out. Do all the work to find you the best five golf deals that day. Send it straight to your inbox. We tweet it out. We put it on Facebook. Lots of different ways to engage with our content. But really what we can guarantee is whatever we're putting out there, it's going to be a great deal. And we cover most everything from apparel, shoes, clubs, bags, you name it. Anything golf equipment, we should have you covered.
Well, David, thanks so much for joining us here on GolfersOnGolf.com and Golfers on Golf Radio this weekend. And we appreciate your time and hopefully helping find a way for more golfers to get the kind of equipment, apparel, golf products that they need so that they can go out and enjoy the game in a budget that works for them. David, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Rory. Much appreciated.